Good morning, listeners. This week, we will pick up where we left off last week. We began looking at the theme, living by faith in uncertain times. You know, I submit to you that the world has reached a level of uncertainty that it has never seen in many, many years. In fact, we're living in the most uncertain time in history. Last week, we looked at the need to walk by faith, to live by faith. We defined faith as the Word of God tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We saw that that really is more than a definition, it's a description of what faith is. This week, we're picking up at the walk of faith. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, the Apostle Paul says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." In this verse, the opposition between faith and sight is evident, the seen and the unseen. If we walk by sight, we do not need faith. And if we walk by faith, we do not need sight. The two are mutually exclusive. They cannot coexist. If I am walking by sight, I am in control. I am depending on myself. On the other hand, if I am walking by faith, I give control over to the one, the only one who knows the future, whose hand holds my hand with certainty. I can move with confidence. The unregenerate or old human nature demands to see because it lives by the senses. The transformed nature enables us to say, I don't need to see because I am walking by faith. I am depending on God, who is the author and finisher of my faith. The apostle is very definitive. We walk by faith, not by sight. This is contrary to the world's way of thinking, which says, seeing is believing. God's word says, believe and you shall see, completely reversing that order. David, in Psalm 27, verse 13 says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, he would have lost heart if he had failed to live by faith, to walk by faith, to trust in the unseen, to trust God and His Word. Have you lost heart? There's more than enough happening in our world to cause despair, depression, and despondency. That is, if we focus on the visible, what can be seen? The economic conditions around us, the ravages of COVID-19, the loss of loved ones, futures put on hold, all of these can cause us to sink into depression. The perspective of faith, however, causes a complete change in outlook. David believed in order to see, and so must we. Christians are not oblivious and unaware of the times in which we are living. We are very much aware. In fact, we ought to be aware. As the return of Jesus gets closer, evil and social chaos will get worse before they get better. According to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Matthew chapter 24, 6-7, tell us that you will hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass before the end comes. For nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. These words are the prophetic words of none other but the Lord Jesus Christ. So our hope cannot rest in economic predictions, predictions of turnaround. Yes, we would like to see them. However, we must rest our faith on God alone, in His words, in who He is. The uncertainty index in the world continues to climb. It can only be counteracted through living by faith, walking by faith, trusting Him who knows the future, who holds our hands as we trust Him with all our hearts. The Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. It means giving up control, allowing God to lead, and depending on Him. Faith enables us to see the unseen, and therefore enables us to endure when the visible world offers no hope or encouragement. The objects of faith for the follower of Christ are God and His Word, which are unchangeable. Have you placed your faith in Him by trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you have not done so, I encourage you, if you are a Christ follower, activate the faith that God has given to you. Trust in His Word. Depend on Him in these uncertain times. We'll continue speaking on this subject next week.